Chapter 12, Devotional 3. Everyone deserted him and fled. The pain of betrayal. Then everyone deserted him and fled. As we read in Mark chapter 14, verse 50. Every time I read this verse, my spirit is grieved. The defining moment in Jesus' life and ministry was at hand. Judas betrays him. A large group of soldiers sent by the chief priests come and arrest him. The soldiers take Jesus away, and his journey to the cross begins. Scripture is fulfilled as suddenly the disciples scatter and run away in fear. Jesus is left alone, betrayed and abandoned. The disciples that he personally selected, taught, and lived with for 3 years all deserted him and fled for their lives. I cannot begin to comprehend what Jesus, the man, must have felt in that moment. Sadly, betrayal is a part of life that most of us will face at some point in time. Betrayal was born in the Garden of Eden as Adam and Eve disobeyed and betrayed God. It was present in the life of Jacob and Esau, Joseph and his brothers, King Saul and David, King Ahasuerus, Haman, and Esther. As a man who knows the pain and agony of professional and personal betrayal, the Holy Spirit showed me that each time we run away from a situation, we betray ourselves and undermine God's perfect will and plan for our lives. In essence, we delay our spiritual development and postpone our divine destiny. As Christians, we must commit that running away, giving up, caving in, and quitting will never be an option. Child of God, have others deserted and betrayed you? If so, like Jesus, forgive them and move on. In selfishness and fear, have you deserted someone in a time of need or crisis? Ask God to show you the people you have deserted or situations you have run away from. Like Peter, repent with all your heart and mind and spirit, and return to walk out your divine destiny. Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, your actions in the face of betrayal and desertion encourage me, and give me confidence to go forward. Teach me to rely on and trust you no matter what. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.